Welcome to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts, Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin. Bob Dancer is America's premier video poker writer and teacher. He's written 10 books, including Video Poker for the Intelligent Beginner and the best-selling Million Dollar Video Poker. He helped develop the computer software Video Poker for Winners, and in 2004, he was inducted into the Video Poker Hall of Fame. Richard Munchkin has been a professional Advantage player for over 30 years and is in the Blackjack Hall of Fame. His book, Gambling Wizards, Conversations with the World's Greatest Gamblers, is a testament to the many ways you can succeed at gambling. The goal of the show is that you'll be a more knowledgeable gambler tomorrow than you were yesterday. And now, here are Bob and Richard.
Good morning. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge. I'm Bob Dancer. Richard is off today. He's either vacationing with his family in Hawaii, or he lied to me and is off playing the secret game somewhere. I don't know for sure. My guest today is Jimmy Jazz. Jimmy has been on the show a few times, primarily talking about getting the most bang for your buck. Today, he and I together will talk about some of the more interesting gambling promotions we've participated in over the years, some successful, some not. These particular promotions may or may not come by again, but even so, there's lessons to be learned along the way. Before we do, I want to give a brief shout out to a benefit performance at the South Point Showroom this Friday night, August 14th, supporting the Children's Alopecia Project. Alopecia is a disease where all your hair falls out. The concert features the Alley Cats, a doo-wop comedy group from Southern California, and also features the winner of the first Last Comic Standing competition, Dot Fun, who does family-friendly comedy. Tickets are $20. Okay. I met Jimmy Jazz back in 2001. The slot director of Greektown Casino in Detroit looked me up and asked me to come and look at his video poker machine inventory compared to his three competitors in Greater Detroit, which includes one in Canada. And he wanted to certify that Greektown had the loosest video poker in Greater Detroit. They wanted to use my name and face on billboards and advertising saying this. And they wanted to pay me for it. Okay, this is something I was qualified for and willing to do, assuming the casino actually had the best video poker or was willing to make that the case. Before I left Vegas, I posted queries on some video poker bulletin boards, including VP Free, asking about the video poker conditions in Detroit. In addition to video poker information, I got lots of private responses. Seemed like the casino had just kicked out nine players who were calling themselves the Greektown Nine. Jimmy Jazz was one of them. And later today, he'll share at least some of the promotions that led to the casino believing he was too good. Still, one senior citizen woman was physically removed by burly security guards for hitting a $10,000 royal flush on Pick'em Poker. I knew that this version of Pick'em Poker returned about 97%, while the same casino had Pick'em that returned $6,000 for the Royal Flush and was worth just a tick under 100%. In my view, a smart slot casino director should have sent a limo for anyone willing to play the lesser game for dollars rather than kick her out. This was in the days before we regularly called lawyers like Bob Nersessian and Bob Loeb to help us get compensation for such situations. Anyway, certifying the casino had the best video poker was a no-brainer at that time, and I also ended up helping most of the players get reinstated. I still have five player friends from that era, including our guest today, Jimmy Jazz. Welcome to Gambling with an Edge.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
So, why don't you start off by telling us one or more of the overgenerous promotions they had at Greektown before they decided to remove the Greektown Nine?
Well, Greektown opened, I think, in 2001, and they were the last of the four in the area to open up. So I don't know if they were trying to be overly generous at the start or what, but they had this one bank. It was either five or six machines, 50-cent, single line. And on this bank was 1710 loose deuces.
That's about 101%. 101.6.
Right. Well, a little less with the Michigan tax laws, but close enough. Full pay deuces wild.
That's 100.76.
Right. Full pay jokers with the 4,700 coin royal.
That's 101 even.
Yep. 10-7 double bonus.
That's only 100.17.
And 9-6 jacks are better.
99.5%.
Right. They also had a pretty good IGT blackjack game, which was right around break even. Now, at that time, I was not as knowledgeable and didn't quite see the attraction of the IGT game, but we'll get to that in a minute. So they open up. Cashback is 0.67, which right. was competitive at the time. So you've got some pretty good 50-cent plays, and I think that was the only 50-cent loose deuce 1710 machine in the country at the time. So
probably.
They had a really good inventory. Now, shortly thereafter, they decided to run a promotion for their high-end players, Pantheon Club is what they called it, and they were tripling the cash back.
A 50-cent machine is their high-end players?
Well, no. They went by, you know, coin in, so if you ran enough coin through, you were considered one of their high-end players.
Okay.
So it didn't matter what you played, you just had to meet their criteria to be, you know, with so much per quarter, per 6 month qualifying
okay.
period.
All right.
But they basically tripled the cash back, so now you've got these great video poker games and 2% cash back.
Mm.
So unless you're a truly horrible player, you can't lose any money on this. Now, my wife, Haley Marie, who's a very good player, is also an attractive lady and tends to get a little attention in the casinos. There was a gentleman playing next to her who's playing this IGT blackjack game and just banging away nonstop, and every time we're there, he's there. So they get to chatting, and he tells her what a great game this is, and then sort of explains the concept to her. Now, the IGT blackjack game is a 10-coin game. You can bet $5 a hand. And once you know the strategy, you can run about 1,500 hands an hour through it.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. So you can run $7,500 an hour through the machine. You're getting 2% cash back. You have no W-2 forms to worry about. And you've basically got $150 an hour play.
Yes, you do.
Now, these are the old days with coin droppers, so there was some downtime for that. But still, it was easily over $100 an hour all the time. We played that very heavily for about 6 weeks. And the worst I did on any particular day on just the game and cash back was breaking even. And that was the worst day I had in those 6 weeks.
Well, I wish that was my worst day.
Well, if you were playing this game, it would have been.
Okay.
Now, they also had $5 jacks or better, and they had $5, 9-7 double bonus if you wanted to go that route. And there were people from all over the country flying in to play these games, and Greektown didn't really think anything of that. So they basically, you know, said, here, take our money, and so I did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, probably a little after that, I was. We had a dinner with the director of slots for the video poker at Greektown,
mm-hmm.
and he was complaining how he's getting killed on the 6-9 jacks or better on these 50-cent machines. And I wanted to tell him anybody playing jacks or better on that is doing you a huge favor because that's the worst game there is on that machine.
But you decided not to tell him that.
Well, I didn't want to embarrass him. You know, that would have been rude.
Yeah, I didn't want to kill the golden goose either.
Yeah, yeah. And, it, you know, it lasted far longer than I thought it would, but eventually they pulled that out.
Uh-huh.
So then they decided they put in another game. I don't know if this is an official term or not, but I call it a Big Bertha machine. It was the big, huge, upright video poker oversized machine.
Mm-hmm. These are pretty slow.
Yeah. So on this particular game, it was a dollar game with five different games. I think it was 9-6 bonus deluxe. 9-7 double bonus, 9-6 double bonus, 8-5 bonus, and ugly ducks. So you're 99-8 to 99-6, roughly.
Uh-huh.
And it was a 1% meter on the Royal, which is, you know, an okay play. But somehow they programmed it so it was 1% on each Royal. So if I play 9-6 bonus deluxe, the meter goes up 1%, but so do the other 4 meters.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you never can quit playing this machine. Once you get on it, you have to stay on it because there's always a $100 an hour play on it.
It was maybe not quite that good, but it was definitely up there. The downside was it was only one machine and very hard to get on.
I'll bet.
So that lasted for a while, and then they finally said, you know what, we need to get rid of this machine. So they did one more interesting thing. They decided that they would take the progressive money from the 5 meters and they would dump it all into the dollar double-double bonus game and map each of the Royals to either the Royal or the aces with a kicker or the 2-3-4s or the 2-3-4s with a kicker. But they put all that money into it. So aces were, I don't know, $2,500. Aces with a kicker was about $7,000. I don't remember all the numbers, but I ran it on Win Poker, and it came out close to 140% play. So you had a nice $1,200 an hour play if you could get on the machine.
And was it all just hit once and it's over, or was it you could hit it several times to use up all the promotional money?
You could use up all the promotional money. A friend of mine played it for about 2 days straight, and I think he picked off 3 of the 5 progressives and made about, I don't know, $25,000 in 2 days. So it was one of those deals where you look back at it and you say, what could Greektown possibly have been thinking to make that machine that attractive a play? And if you got $20,000 in dead progressive money, I think you could have put it to better use, but... Uh-huh. That's what they did.
All right. So so the ones who hit this the hardest, which would be including you, eventually they said, we don't want your action anymore.
Actually, I didn't even really get a chance to play it when it was the juicy 140% game. It lasted 2 or 3 days till all the progressives were hit. And there were people on that 24/7 in a little lineup in back of the machine. So I didn't even actually get to play that promotion. So based, I think, just strictly on the 50-cent games we were playing, they decided that they didn't want our business anymore.
Just because you're up $50,000 or something in a month. Something silly like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So did you learn any lessons from that?
Well, back when I started gambling, it never in a million years occurred to me that a business would put out a product in a, multi-million dollar industry and not understand what the product was. So they put these machines out in these promotions and these games, and they don't really know what they're putting out there. That was the number one lesson for me. And the other lesson is that just because a casino makes a huge mistake and gives you a $150 an hour play on a break-even blackjack game doesn't mean they won't top that with some other play they think is to their benefit but really isn't.
Very good. Greektown is still there.
They are still there.
Not quite as lucrative. Do they still have the best video poker in Detroit?
The video poker in Detroit, like most places, has deteriorated quite a bit. They still got the not-so-ugly ducks for quarters to dollars, 9-6 jacks for quarters to dollars. And unfortunately, that's probably the best video poker in the Detroit area right now. So they could still make that claim, but it's nowhere near as impressive.
So they took out all the good pick'em pokers and stuff.
Oh, long time ago.
All right.
Long time ago.
So from my point of view, in that general area, which would be just east of Chicago, several years later, in Gary, Indiana, I came across another machine where a casino had dumped
$50,000 worth of Progressive money all onto one machine, which was there for the first person to hit a Royal. The way it happened was in 2007, I received a request from Ameristar Casino. They are no longer called Ameristar, at least the corporate level was. They were sold to Pinnacle, I think. They were about to purchase the Resorts Casino in East Chicago, Indiana. They asked me to come in and review the video poker situation at Resorts, at the Horseshoe, which was in Hammond, still is, at the Majestic Star, which is in Gary, Indiana, and Blue Chip, which is a little bit further east. Now, the Majestic Star had, at least at the time, two boats in Gary, Indiana. I'd never been to Indiana, and the only thing I knew about Gary, Indiana was the song from Music Man Musical. So as I cataloged the good and bad games, I saw Video Poker Progressive with a $70,000 Royal Flush. That's an unlikely number. Progressives for $5 start at $20,000. Progressives for $10,000 start at $40,000. In either case, it takes a long time to build up from the start up to $70,000. But I looked at the machine, and it was for $5 and featured pretty decent games, including NSU Deuces, which starts at 99.7, and 9-6 Jacks, which starts at 99.5. I knew the value of progressives increase about 2% for every 4,000 coins of the Royal. 4,000 coins on a $5 machine is $20,000. So with an extra 50,000, this implied a game somewhere close to 105%. At 600 hands an hour, now I can go faster, but there's some WTGs, this game was worth $750 an hour. While I was being paid by Ameristar and they needed a report fairly soon, if I postponed the report a few days, it was no big deal. If I didn't sit down and start to play immediately, somebody else would grab the machine and my opportunity would be lost forever. Anyway, although I chose the right machine, it was pretty obvious, I chose to play NSU rather than Jacks or Better because NSU pays more at reset. I didn't realize at the time that the progressive rises, that when the progressive rises enough, Jacks or Better pays more, primarily because of a shorter Royal cycle. When this happens next time, in my dreams, I'll play Jacks or Better. One problem was cash on hand. I don't normally carry a lot of cash when I'm scouting machines. I had maybe $1,000 on me, enough for 40 hands, which in round numbers is zero. But I hit four deuces early on for $5,000, and then I hit them again not too long later. So I had enough cash on hand, at least for the moment. As it turned out, I had a $20,000 line of credit set up at Resorts. Primarily, not that I was planning to play that much, but I wanted to experience the rigmarole of what it took to get a line of credit and include a description of that into my report for Ameristar, simply so they would know what kind of hoops the previous casino had made their players jump through, which may or may not help them make decisions down the road. Now, Resorts and Majestic Star were maybe 20 minutes apart. And I was pretty sure I could get the machine locked up for an hour if I needed to, although I wasn't sure how the casino would react to a player they had never seen before who had Las Vegas ID. I also called my wife and told her that I was planning to stay for the duration and I'd keep her posted. May not make the flight I had originally planned. I also asked her to look into what it would take to wire money to the Majestic Star. Should I run out? She trusted me, for the most part, and very much hoped I knew what I was doing. Being behind $25,000 or so, which would be the condition I was in if I needed an infusion of cash, that was not a state of being that she was comfortable thinking about. But Nevada was a community property state, and I was busy at the time, so it became her job to research this. She came up with a plan, which probably would have worked. Fortunately, We didn't have to implement it. Eventually, I had to go to sleep. When I cashed out, it was for a ticket of $875. That was just what it was. It was always going to be in $25 increments because it's $25 a hand to play these machines, and I fill them up with an even number of, I fill them up $1,000 at a time so that it's easier to keep track of how much I have in there. Slept for 6 hours, withdrew cash from my line of credit, and was very glad I packed cargo pants so it was easy to carry $20,000 back to the Majestic Star. Before I came in, I spent a few minutes on Wind Poker to see how to play several hands with a royal of 14,000 coins, which is what 70,000 comes out to be when you're playing for $5 coins. I'd been making some mistakes. I had been overcompensating for the royal. Some of the plays I were making would have been suitable for royal of $90,000, but not $70,000. So I was probably only playing with an EV of $700 an hour. Poor me. But when I got there, it turned out the last transaction on the machine was for $875. So it had been a full 8 hours since I'd been there before, and nobody else had touched the machine. For whatever reason, this machine had escaped the knowledge of knowledgeable locals, which I found unfathomable. Even if one guy couldn't afford to play a $5 machine, surely there were enough dollar players who knew each other and could pool bankrolls. Maybe players don't trust each other in Gary, Indiana. I don't know. Didn't know, didn't care. I was glad to get the machine back. Eventually, after 15 or 20 hours of play total, hit the royal. This is approximately the normal amount of time, given that when you start playing a machine, your expectation for a royal is half a cycle. I called my wife and told her I'd be back at the previously scheduled time. In addition to cash back or free play, I don't remember which, I also earned about $600 of comps I could spend in the gift shop. They had a couple of loud, gaudy, casino-flavored shirts that fit me, and I still wear today sometimes when I teach classes. If you come to the South Point classes later next month, you'll see these shirts. A month or so later, they sent me a mailer for $600 and airfare for $1,000. Excuse me, $600 in airfare and $1,000 in free play. I wasn't interested in playing anymore, but a free $1,000 was too good to pass up. I flew there, rented a car, collected the money, then flew home the next day. For some reason, I've received no further mailers from them. Now, Jimmy Jazz. Detroit and Gary, Indiana are maybe 4 hours away from each other by car. Did you hear about that jackpot in real time, or did you, possibly you have some adventures at the Majestic Star?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't hear about the jackpot in real time.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's good to know.
Yeah, I had a buddy who was actually out there and saw the play, and for whatever reason, did not relay the information. Either he figured it was too far or wouldn't be there when I got there or whatever. But if he had called me, I would have found a couple people around here, and we would have been there in about 5 hours and taken a shot at it. But those things happen.
This is now an ex-buddy, I assume.
Nope. No. He'll actually come up in a story later on. So.
Okay.
And as far as Majestic Star, I'm not surprised that the machine went unplayed for a little while. Majestic Star caters a lot to the penny slot players. And Gary, if you didn't notice, is a fairly low-income area. So finding somebody with a bankroll to play the $5 progressive is very unusual. You'd have a hard time finding people who were local who could play a dollar progressive. So that kind of doesn't surprise me. But, you know, Majestic did have some interesting stuff. Back in the early 2000s, they used to have some pretty good games and some decent mailers. Their mailers would be roughly 1.5% to 2% coin in. They would have 100-play nickel not-so-ugly ducks, which was kind of fun. They had a 50-play nickel jacks or better game, a few other things. So it was a fun run, but you weren't going to get rich. after doing that once or twice, and Gary not being a destination stop, we didn't go back for maybe 3 or 4 months. And when we did return, I had mailers for the last 4 months for about 400 each. And even though my wife yells at me for not throwing stuff out when it expires, I tend to hold on to stuff just on the off chance it comes in handy. So I asked our host, I said, you know, we haven't been here for a while. You know, we haven't been able to make it out. I've got this month's offers, and I've also got them for the last couple of months. Can you do anything? She says, well, okay. And she ended up cashing all of them and hands me $1,200 or $1,400, whatever it is.
I assume you know how to take care of hosts like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The care and feeding of a host like that is a art. Mm-hmm. But it's very valuable.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we always gave the nice comments to her boss. We'd bring her a little something once in a while.
Like a $200 gift card to Macy's or something.
Yeah, I probably under-gifted her, but she seemed kind of almost reluctant to take it. So I don't know if she was concerned about impropriety on that front. But so we did that for probably a year or so, and eventually she said, I can no longer do this, you know, and that really wasn't a surprise. What was interesting is that, you know, she would give me $1,200 or $1,500 in free play several times a year, but would not comp, you know, the rental car we used to get to Gary. So she'd write me, you know, a check for $1,500, but wouldn't pick up a $60 car rental. So that was interesting. Eventually, she left the Majestic Star not too long after that, and I'm hoping that that wasn't the reason she left, but they never confirmed one way or the other. So I guess the lesson learned is that, one, it doesn't really hurt to ask, even if your offer's expired, or, you know, if you're nice and you phrase it properly, and that's where my, nice, polite, attractive wife comes in handy when she's with me. We look like a normal couple instead of typical degenerate gambler couple. So that helps.
Well, you're a little bit geeky looking, but Haley Marie looks pretty good.
There we go. Also, I mean, casinos have funny rules. I mean, they had no problem, you know, cashing the big amount, but wouldn't pick up the little bit for the rental car. So that's my lesson learned out of that one.
I'm curious why you thought a rental car was an economical alternative to driving your own car.
I think we were on leases at the time, and mileage made a difference. And plus, you know, we've done the shows about rental cars. When I can get a rental car for $19 a day and unlimited miles, and I'm going to put 500 or 600 miles on it, I'd rather do it on their car than on my car anyway.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, you find information in lots of different places.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas Advisor, Anthony Curtis's website. Anthony's a friend of our show. Do you check out their website?
I do. I check it out from time to time. And like most internet websites or forums, there's a whole lot of noise in there. But every once in a while, you find a gem. So this is back in about, oh, I think 2006, and I'm looking through the gambling forum, and it says there's a link titled The Mother of All Match Plays. Well, I said, okay, my interest is piqued. So I do a little reading and look at the post, and it turns out that there's a little casino in Louisiana called Coushatta, and I think the city is Kinder or Kinder, I'm not even sure how you pronounce it. But for whatever reason, they decided to offer a $5,000 match play.
Oh.
And I look at this, and I read it, and I read it again, and I read it again, and I look for the decimal place being in the wrong spot, and no, sure enough, it says this is a $5,000 match play. Now, it was kind of curious, though, because they only offered it in the Houston Chronicle newspaper. Why? I have no idea. Maybe they were looking to pull Texans into Louisiana to gamble. I don't know.
How far apart are those places? A couple hundred miles?
I think it's more than that.
Okay.
I didn't do the geography, but I think it's a good distance. So I go online and I look up the Houston Chronicle and I scout through the thing, and sure enough, there's this match play for $5,000. Oh, okay. So I talked to Haley Marie, and much like your situation, Haley has veto privileges. And she said, no way are you doing this, or you can do it, but you will be single again. So I thought about it and said, well...
That's cheaper than a divorce lawyer.
Yeah, I said, that's not quite worth it.
Okay.
I mean, I was all set for the two of us to jump on a plane and take $10,000 and see what happened, but I got outvoted, and you know, that's okay. I did have a buddy in the Midwest, good friend, and probably the sharpest hustler advantage player I've ever met. He could squeeze blood from a rock, and the rock would thank him for doing so. So I told him about this play, and you could hear his eyes light up, and we agreed that he would give me 2% of what he made. I said, okay, that's fair.
Because
you have to go. Go ahead.
Good. That's a good deal.
Yes, because you have to go, and you have to get the newspaper, and you have to fly in, you know, all the other stuff. So after about a week or so, he had made, I think, $20,000. He had hired some local folks to run some match plays through, and came out plus $20,000, which is a pretty good haul. And then he partnered with a Las Vegas pro with the agreement that I would get 2% as a finder's fee. And this Las Vegas pro proceeded to take it to the next level, ran a whole bunch through, and ended up making about $90,000 off of it. And at that point decided that he forgot the part about the 2% finder's fee for the whole thing. So after much belly aching and arguing and fighting and broken friendships and everything else, I think he finally begrudgingly kicked me $200.
$200.
Yeah, and it might have actually been my Midwest friend who actually took it out of his pocket. He never said so, but I think that might have been the case. So the guy in Las Vegas makes $90,000 and decides to screw me out of, you know, what would have been, what, $1,800 commission. So I learned a lesson there. What was interesting about the whole play, though, is this Midwest guy, when he's there playing, he actually hit a blackjack with the coupon out. So he starts jumping up and down and yelling and screaming, $15,000, $15,000, I just want $15,000. $7,500 here, $7,500 here. And he keeps on saying it over and over, doing his best Richard Marcus imitation.
So whereas it should have been $12,500.
Right. So the dealer puts the $7,500 by the chips he bet, and then has the $7,500 in her hand and is ready to set it down and says, you know, I better call the pit boss. And he just keeps on going on to his routine. You know, $7,500, it's $5,000 here, 3-2, $7,500, keeps on repeating it. The pit boss comes over, looks at it, looks at it for a while, looks at the coupon, looks back at the thing, and ends up actually paying him $7,500 on each one. So he made $15,000. So it's another $120 EV on top of this plus $2,300 EV match play coupon. So that is the best single opportunity play promotion I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of sad that Mr. Munchkin isn't here, because I can just hear him drooling over this.
Well, yeah, he probably heard about it. He may have been there.
It'd be interesting. You should ask him sometime and see if he was
there. He's going to hear this show.
Yeah.
So he may have a comment on it. I've been stiffed before on these gambling situations. I spoke about it on the air and wrote a couple articles about it. But that's been essentially settled. So I can't mention names anymore. But oh well. Good. I guess it's my turn to tell a story now. In Nevada, there are thousands of small bars, pubs, or whatever. They have a law here on 15 machine establishments where the bar can have up to 15 gambling machines. It can be some mixture of slots or video poker, but 15 is the limit with this special kind of permit. The pay schedules on these machines is usually quite crappy. anyone who plays in these bars usually doesn't have a clue. They are there for, they're mostly everybody knows your name kind of places. And good drinks, smiling bartenders, and lousy gambling. But there's a place for that. A lot of people prefer doing that than playing in big anonymous casinos where nobody knows who they are. There are, they have slot clubs in these bars of various sorts. One is called the Gambler's Bonus System. Now, the Gambler's Bonus is one company that will put in machines and slot clubs, and you can cash out your points at any of the Gambler's Bonus locations, of which there are many, many hundreds across the state. And they suggest various promotions that they built into their software, such as if you get four threes, maybe you get 100 coins, or if you get a full house with tens and fours in either order, you get a 200 coin bonus, or blah, blah, blah. Straight flush, you might get a 250 coin bonus, something. Up until maybe 3 years ago, the machines offered a 100% version of Deuces Bonus Poker in about 15 bars. These were 10 coin machines where to play for quarters, it was $2.50. You could play for $5, which was up to $50 a hand. Several bars offered additional promotions, such as I've already mentioned, but also like 500 coins for Royal or various things. And the promotions sometimes got up to 2 or 3%. These were the biggest day-in, day-out video poker promotions in recent years that I've known about. $500 or more per hour edges were commonplace for months at a time, for even years at a time. Village Pub was one of this chain of bars. They were run by the same people who run Ellis Island, which is a dumpy little place, but it has some great giveaway the store promotions. But once you hit a $50,000 royal or two at Village Pubs, they kicked you out, and they automatically put you on a very short lease at Ellis Island as well. The company was run by arithmetically challenged individuals, which was a blessing to players, but they do know how to kick people out. Most of the other pubs who had these games let you play a lot longer. One was pretty much a hands-off management style, and players could hit 20 or more of the $50,000 royals without repercussion. Eventually, Gambler's Bonus, who was a partner in some of the jackpots, removed these pay schedules. Now you can find 97% games there, and sometimes there's 3 or 4% promotions, but not very often and for not very long. I know about some of these, and I'll tell you about them after they're gone. Now, Jimmy, you've played in Ellis Island before.
I have.
Do you have any experiences to share about that?
Yeah, Ellis Island is an interesting casino. I actually started playing there.
The lower class hookers there hang out in the wee hours, by the way. If you want lower class hookers at 3 a.m., Ellis Island's a good place for that.
I wouldn't know. I used to play there starting from a Las Vegas Advisor coupon back when, for $1.25, a single hand of video poker, you'd play one hand and the coupon was good for a free breakfast, which included, they had this big wall with fresh citrus fruit, and they would squeeze you a glass of orange juice or grapefruit juice right in front of you, all for playing $1.25 hand of video poker on probably 9-6 jacks or better at the time. So that's how I started at Ellis Island. They run a lot of coupons, and unfortunately, they also tend to sweat them pretty heavily. So their rule was you could play one of each type of coupon each day. So I used to play an American Casino Guide coupon, a Las Vegas Advisor coupon, And then if in their restaurant they had a placemat, paper placemat with a match play on it as well. So I would play three coupons when I went there. I was there one time, and I'm playing, I think I'm playing the placemat coupons, $5 match play, and I'm dealt a 15 versus a 10. And the pit boss, whose name is Pete, who's old and cranky, and I don't know if he was dealt a bad hand in life or what, but he's just generally an unpleasant human being who seems to think that coupons and promotions are coming out of his pocket somehow and hates them more than anybody I've ever seen. So he walks up and he looks at the match play and he says, "Oh, we don't take these anymore," and he grabs it off the table. And, you know, I'm in the middle of a hand, and I said, "Wait a second, I'm in the middle of a hand here. You can't pull my match play off the table." He goes, "Yeah, we don't take these. I'm taking this." And I said, "Well, then I'll just take my bet back and we'll call it a dead hand." He goes, "No, your money's out there. You have to play it." So we go back and forth a little bit, and finally he just says, "No, you got to play the money." And he says, "What's the big deal? You have a 50% chance. Either you're going to win or you're going to lose."
That's 50%.
Huh. And I just looked at him, and I couldn't believe somebody in a position of power had that limited a grasp of how the game works, and also would pull my coupon off the play field in the middle of a hand. Now, it's a $5 match play, and the EV is, what, 240 or whatever, so no big deal. And
not at that point, it wasn't.
Right.
Not when you had a 15 against a 10.
No, no. So I said, "Okay, I'll let it go." I lost the hand and got up and left, and left it at that. The next day, I was feeling a little agitated and wanted to extract a little vengeance. So with the bolstering of a couple of their very good 22-ounce microbrews, of course using a free drink coupon, I managed to run seven different match plays on their three tables in about 90 minutes. And if you've ever been to Ellis Island, it's probably the size... The blackjack pit is probably the size of most people's living room, if that. So that was quite a few. I think that's got to be a record for that place.
I'm assuming that was Pete's day off.
You know, I don't think he was there. I think you're right. And, you know, you play follow the dealer and go to the, you know, they switch tables off. And you go back to the bar and sit there and come back. It was a little bit of work, but I did manage to run seven match plays through. So I figure I got my, my vengeance.
You, there's a couple stories that we're going to get in either today or maybe next time you're on. You're more into vengeance than I am. I tend to try to get out of these situations harmlessly, and a dollar and a 20 EV was not something I would have made a federal case out of. Some people do, but...
Right, but you're in a different position to where your plays are much more valuable than mine, and if I never step foot in Ellis Island again, I don't really lose that much, so that's kind of why I do it. If I had a $500 an hour play, believe me, that would not be the way I'd approach it.
It's interesting. I had a... years ago, maybe in the 80s, I brought a girlfriend with me to Vegas, and we had some probably $2 match play coupons. And so she had no idea how to play blackjack. And we would each, get two coupons in each play, and where I'm making the decisions on both. Turned out we won. And she had seen other people tipping the dealer when they win. So we each played our $2 match play coupons. I was ready to go, and so she tipped the dealer a dollar. And I'm going, "You can't do that." And she could not understand what was a big deal about a dollar. And so anyway, maybe I lost a little bit at that point. Oh, well, let's do some commercials, and then we have some more stories. South Point has more than 10,000 games, returning more than 99%. This is more than anybody else has. For the entire month of August, you can earn up to $500 in Chevron gas cards at essentially half price. Normally, to earn $25 in cash or free play there, it requires $8,334 in coin in, which is 0.3%. For points earned and redeemed in August, you can use those points to receive $50 gas card rather than the $25 in cash. Assuming you believe gas cards are equivalent to cash, this is double points all month long for your first 83,000 and change of coin in. The new semester of video poker classes has been announced. We'll be teaching them on Wednesday afternoons, beginning at noon, starting September 16th in the Grandview Lounge. For those of you who are familiar with my classes, the unusual class this semester is Advanced NSU Deuces Wild, which will be held on November 4th, which is near the end of the semester. This class goes into great detail about various kinds of penalty cards and understanding the notation in the Dancer Daily Winner's Guides and Advanced Strategies. At the Palms, on the weekly 7 p.m. drawing on Fridays, each week, winners share $10,000. You don't need to be there to win. You need to claim your prize by midnight. They have multiple entries on Friday afternoon and Friday evening. PFP, play for prizes, for till this week ends are Kohl's gift cards. Kohl's, spelled K-O-H-L apostrophe S, is a department store. They often have online coupons you can print off for various discounts, which you can use in conjunction with your gift cards. For the last 2 weeks of the month, you earn Walgreens gift cards. The gift cards may be earned and redeemed Monday through Friday up to $190 each day at the rate of 0.2% for video poker and 2% for slots. You keep your points. At videopoker.com, it's the best place to play lots of games. You can sign up for the gold membership, $8.95 a month, $79.95 a year, and get correction on most of the games. These are the games you want the correction on are the ones that you don't get correction on other sites. So my software, Video Poker for Winners, you don't get correction, for example, on Quick Quads. But if you want that correction, you can get it for at videopoker.com. They have contests. Their weekly contest this week is Wheel Poker with Quick Quads. This is a 7 coins per line game where you pay 1 extra coin for the Quick Quads feature and 1 extra coin for the wheel spin. Whenever you get a 4 of a kind or a Quick Quad, you randomly spin a wheel for a bonus that ranges between 50 and 2,000 coins. The average appears to be around 2,000, although I don't have enough spins to make an accurate estimate yet. I haven't seen the game in casinos with decent pay schedules, so I haven't actively tried to study it. If and when it starts appearing, I'll work harder at figuring out the parameters for it. But those of you who want to play it, you need to change your strategy to play the game. If each quad gets a bonus of 200, you need to add 200 to the value of these quads before you put it into your video poker software. For example, if 4 fours got you normally 400 coins, you would enter 600 into the software. Or 4 aces got you 800 or 2,000, you would enter it in as 1,000 or 2,200. This will make the appropriate adjustments so that you can practice a game and make the right plays. All right. So, Jimmy Jazz, you played at the Westin Casuarina and had an interesting adventure there.
I did. One quick thing. When you went through your Wheel Poker Quick Quad, I think you said average 2,000 coins the first time and then corrected it to 200 coins for the average value. So
The range of is 50 through 2,000, mm-hmm. and the average is about 200, which is that's what I meant to say. Can't say what I did say.
Okay. The Westin Casuarina, I think that used to be the old Westin, didn't it?
Well, it's now called the Westin by itself.
Maxim.
It was the Maxim.
Yeah. So it's a little casino. I'm not sure who runs the casino part of it, but it's a Westin hotel, so they get a lot of business travelers. And if you go to play there, and you want to stay there, you know, book rate for the rooms is, you know, $350 a night. I mean, they're very nice rooms, and it's a Westin hotel, so it's a very nice place. And the casino is almost, I won't say an afterthought, but it's...
But it's an afterthought.
Yeah, it's small for the number of hotel rooms they have. So they opened up and went through some various promotions, and after a little bit, they ran this promotion where they advertised a $300 bonus for new signups. And as you looked at the rules, you had to run $300 through a machine to get the $300 bonus. Not lose $300, play $300.
So your average loss, even on a bad game, might have been $10 or $15 before you got the $300 cash.
Right.
That's a sweet deal.
And they gave you the cash right then and there. So there's none of this, you know, come back tomorrow or come back next week. What I don't get is what they were thinking. If you have good machines, you don't need a $300 gift. If you have bad machines, people are going to take the $300 and then leave. So I don't see how this type of promotion ever gets them what they want. But that's not for me to decide. And, you know, the clue should have been when at this very nice upscale hotel, you suddenly have 40 homeless guys coming in, signing up for your new Slack Club promotion.
They all come in on the same bus, driven by the same pro?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, it was fairly obvious. So they canceled that promotion after a couple of days, which wasn't a surprise. And I think I got into town the day after they stopped it. A local friend of mine had told me about it, and I had read about it, and I said, please hold on till I get there, but I didn't quite make it in time. One of the disadvantages of having a day job. But then they ran another promotion, and they thought they'd be nice, and they decided to double the top jackpot on any slot or video poker game.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, you know, their selection was okay. You know, 9-6 jacks are better. I think they had Not So Ugly at the time. I think they had a quarter through dollar, if I recall.
So that's 2% if you play video poker.
Right, and that's nice, and that's a good promotion. But what they hadn't counted on was the video keno they had in there. So the local guys were playing the 5-spot, which pays 800 to 1, occurs every 1,600 hands, and is about 40% of your payback. So by giving you a double on the top jackpot, they're adding about 40% to the base pay of their five number keno game.
So that makes it 130% or 135, something in that range.
Right. Ooh. And they wondered why everybody was suddenly playing video keno.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so.
Well, we have about 30 seconds to go.
Okay.
And I wanted to comment about the Westin. Is I heard about this promotion in real time and decided I did not want to face all the lines. When lines were going out the door, and so it would take 3 or 4 or 5 hours to get up there, I decided not to wait. So thank you, Jimmy Jazz. Everybody, go out and hit lots of royal flushes. Good afternoon.
You've been listening to Gambling with an Edge with your hosts, Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin. Subscribe to the show in iTunes, and episodes will be delivered to you automatically every week. Archived versions of past shows may be found at bobdancer.com and richardmunchkin.com. We welcome emails at gamblingwithanedge@gmail.com. Bob Dancer and Richard Munchkin are both available on Facebook and welcome your questions. The sponsors for the show are the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa, the M Resort, the Palms Casino Resort, and the website videopoker.com. Join us again next week for another Gambling with an Edge.
Views and opinions expressed on this program were those of the hosts and guests and did not necessarily reflect those of Vegas All Net Radio, its affiliates, or its parent company.